Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Mini Secret Show for Thursday, August 18th, 2022. Our special guest today is live from Vegas. It's Scott Caparo.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing? I'm in Vegas with my husband. We love Vegas. Vegas is hot. We're hot. We're hot in Vegas. Hot.
So it's actually super hot, huh?
Oh, my God, you guys. We're hot. It's hot, and we spend our whole day in our Speedos by the pool, hanging out. Yeah, how y'all doing? We're like the mayors of the Delano Hotel. They love us. They
You're at the Delano. Where the fuck is the Delano Hotel? Where's that?
What? Sarah, honey, Sarah doesn't know where the Delano is. What's evers, as they say in Vegas, right, honey? Yeah, Edson says she doesn't know where she is half the time anyway. What's next door, honey? Oh, what is the Mandalay Hotel is next? We share the pools.
The Luxor.
And the Luxor is right across. Oh, someone shaped like a pyramid.
Wow, that's crazy because I've never heard of the Delano Hotel.
Well, it's very exclusive.
I'll bet it is. I mean, obviously, yeah. I'm not eligible for admission.
Yes, Sarah's never heard of it. It's mostly an adult hotel, and you usually travel with children. You used to, right? Or your husband?
Yeah, I was constantly taking my children to Vegas. That's
with you. Yeah,
just
this is more.
Place
this
for
is
them.
More exclusive. There's a club on the top floor, 64th floor. And we go hang out up there and have martinis at night in our shorts and flip-flops. They like it, right? We had a pedicure up there last night while we were drunk on gin martinis. Fantastic. Edson shaved his legs. We love Vegas.
Okay. Oh, so last week on the show, you made a video for TikTok and
Vinny filmed it.
Yep.
Yeah.
He did.
And then I did a video and then within about 24 hours,
hold on.
I was banned from TikTok.
Hold on. Yeah. There you were sitting there, and yes, I said I'm clicking record, and then that was the end of my
entire contribution
into your. And by the way, I didn't post that; I sent that to you.
But you liked it. That's why I posted it, because you laughed, and so did Bryn. You guys liked the joke a lot.
Listen to it again.
I was laughing at Sarah's response.
I did not laugh at that.
You did. You laughed a lot. Yeah, you laughed a lot. You like you're laughing right now. You enjoyed it. You enjoyed the joke. Yeah. And Bren did, too. And
no.
So did the other guy in the room with the headphones.
Is it Alex. It's Alex.
Alex.
Aho.
Alex liked it. Bran and Alec.
Bran.
And the other guy. You guys all liked it. Sarah was just all weird and reactionary. But, yeah.
I think I was screaming no at the time. No,
no. No. You said TikTok doesn't want that. Pull that. TikTok does not want that.
Well, turns out I was right because now you didn't get banned from TikTok. You're on TikTok. Are you doing TikTok?
No, they blocked the video, though, and someone got angry. I got a really nasty two text messages from someone identified as a woman who listens to the station and wants me off the air. So, anyway,
well, tell her to get in line.
Yeah, and I thanks, Sarah.
Sure.
And
you got it.
Jesus. I'm moving to Vegas. They like us way too much here. Anyway, so then I ran another video that was even more of a feminist joke, and that seems to have done all right.
Oh.
So I'm all about the babes. You know, chicks are fantastic.
So are you doing some of the TikTok dances and stuff? I mean, I know not, and I'm not talking about just filming Edson doing his dumb dances. I'm talking about some of these dances These actual, there's actual choreographed dances that like all the people learn the moves on TikTok.
Do you do that?
If I was on TikTok, I would, but I'm kind of old for that. And I, and
well, yeah,
you know.
Well, Edson improvises, but he's an excellent dancer. So I've filmed a bunch of his stuff and put it on TikTok. But also, we're going to do, we're going to show some clips from the show we saw last night on TikTok so people can check it out in case when they're, that's Edson loving the show. In case they're in Vegas, they want to go see it. It was fantastic.
Wait, you, what show did you go see?
It's called Opium. And it's at the Cosmopolitan. Do you know where that is, Sarah?
Yes, I actually do know where that is. I've never heard of the Delano, but not the...
Yeah, the Delano. You know, Sarah, look it up, the Delano. If you have any
free
time... It's
okay. No, it's fine. I'm not going to... Anyway, just stop it. You're focusing on the wrong thing. What was what show? Tell me about... I don't care where the show was. I just want to hear what was so funny about it.
They said the Delano is connected to the Mandalay Bay.
Oh, it's connected.
It is.
Yeah.
It's the adult version.
Oh.
It's the adult hotel. But the... The show's called Opium. It's fantastic. It's a series of sketches, vignettes, different performers coming out and doing their little bits, hosted by this guy who is very funny. And he comes out in a green suit, hosts the evening, and then brings acts on one after another. And they're international performance acts, mostly cabaret. It was the Bongo Boys, three guys. That just they just kind of tap dance in tennis shoes and play their bodies with their hands. They whipped the audience up into a fevered, sweaty pitch. It was incredible. And then the plate spinning girl came out. She spins plates on sticks that are about 6 feet high over her head. And then the plates kept falling and smashing. So she screamed so loud every time a plate fell that you jumped out of your chair. And then she started smashing plates on the stage and then pulled her blouse off and showed her boobies.
All right.
And continued smashing plates. She was throwing plates at the audience. Bits of plates were flying over everyone. It was fantastic.
So she had a breakdown.
She's terrible and had a breakdown on stage, right?
She had a total breakdown, got naked, and then spun a plate against her vag. Can I say that? Are we on the air?
We're on the secret show. You can say that.
Oh, she took a plate out on a stick and spun the stick against her vag and, I don't know, seemed to have an orgasm while a plate spun above her head. She was on her back on the stage in a red dress with her tits out. It was just one of the best things I have ever witnessed. Was half the audience completely jaw-droppingly stunned by what they were watching, and Edson and I falling off our chair laughing so loud. Hilarious.
Did you think to yourself, I've got to find some physical comedy thing that I can do so I can be part of this review?
Well, I know the director. That's why we came to Vegas, was to see the show. We know him really well, and he's directed me and stuff before on TV and then live also. He's
so
great.
He was going to show you what it, you know, this is what I was going for, but
I would love to be the host of the show because the guy was funny, but oh man, you could be a lot funnier. You could be a lot dirtier. They love the dirty. It's an adult show, obviously. There's a lot of stuff to do if you have family and stuff here, like for you with your kids, Sarah, when you come. But for grown-ups, Vinny, when you come by yourself, because you probably won't end up here alone at some point in your life. When you come here alone, looking for babes, and, you know, a bit of cocaine, you can go and see the show by yourself and just drink into a dither. It was fantastic. They bring you drinks. They're encouraging you to get hammered because they want the audience involved. Out of your chair, dancing with them. What was the final act, honey, that we saw that we liked so much after the plate spinner girl?
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Not the Bungo Boys.
The roller skaters.
Oh, yeah, the roller skaters. The roller skating team, he picked her up and threw her over his head again and again. And then two guys also, it looked like a father-son act, just with no shoes on, he was flipping his son up in the air on his back using his legs only. And the kid flipped up and did triple somersaults in the air and came back down on the tops of his father's feet. It was just,
and then just to cool
amazing.
Down, Mr. Bubble.
Oh, and the Mr. Bubble.
Oh, Mr. Bubble.
Blows bubbles. Oh,
you know, I will say this actually sounds pretty good. What's the name
it
of the
does.
Show?
It was, Opium.
Oh, Opium. Okay. It was really great. And, right. and the Mr. Bubble act, this British guy, came out in a pinstripe suit and created these gorgeous figures with bubbles and talked about how you create bubbles and how that can change your life, how it makes the world a better place. It was really gorgeous, yeah. Really fun. And you're really close to the acts, by the way. You're right up there. They're spinning sweat all over you in the front few rows. It's great.
So that you must love that. Opium.
Cosmopolitan.
All right. So let's get to a bad advice. I thought that with all these dudes on the show, someone will have an answer for this. Hi, Secret Show, writes C. I recently learned that when my husband has to go pee really badly, he pinches the tip of his penis closed until he can find a bathroom. Is this common? Do any of the guys on the show do this? I won't let him live it down. Do pinching
nope.
the
I
top
don't do that.
Closed?
Uh-uh.
No.
I do that, but not if I have to pee. There's a thing otherwise that I like.
Are you doing that while you're having sex?
Sometimes, yeah. It just feels good when you're hard. It feels good,
that
right?
That sounds like it could be not great for you, right?
I don't know. Is it bad for you? Just
I wonder if it's
I thought you were just on the bottom.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I thought you just got you were
huh?
What? A giver.
You were
a taker? He's a taker.
Yeah, you're a taker.
He's a taker. He's a taker.
Yeah, but if
you're
I'm getting banged by my husband, I'm hard.
He's
no,
the
I'm
pitcher.
Hard if I'm getting banged by my husband because I'm thinking about my mom naked doing cartwheels on the beach. So I'm hard and I'm about to
hold on.
Shoot like
what is she what just happened? What did you say?
What?
Did you just say mom naked? Doing
on the beach, during cartwheel. No, we all have a go-to. We're keeps us hard while we're getting pounded, right? No? Bryn, what's your go-to? You don't have a go-to, Bryn? What keeps you hard while you're... No?
Like, keeps me hard?
No, are you picturing your mom naked on the beach doing cartwheels right now, Bryn?
She looked pretty good in a brown speedo.
I'm trying to figure out what he just said.
Yeah, a go-to that keeps you...
Let me ask you a question about speedos. Don't they scrunch your dick all up? Like, let me ask you this. If you're wearing your Speedo and you're out, don't you feel like if someone were to pull that down right now, that you'd be as crunched up as not very...
That you wouldn't show well.
Not very appetizing.
You know, I like them because they give me support. My balls are quite large, right, honey? I have quite dangling participles. And I need some support. In fact, sometimes when I have a long show, I wear a Speedo. Because it gives me, if I wear regular underwear, my balls ache if I'm on stage for more than an hour standing. So, I wear
really?
A Speedo. Kind of, yeah. I've always got one. Even when I'm in the studio, when I come see you, I've always got a Speedo on me because you never know where there's an available swimming pool nearby. But yeah, if I've got a long set and I'm standing a lot, I whip on a Speedo. It feels better. Yeah.
Is that a common thing that like your do you guys' balls ache
never.
When you stand up for too
never
long?
Had
never
had
achy
balls for that
never
reason,
had achy balls,
no.
No.
And
yeah,
I'll
you
tell
know, I've
you,
seen doctor. But, sir, I told you, I've got three balls. That's the reason. I have a third testicle.
I actually don't remember hearing that, but that is...
Yeah, I have three balls. Mm. So if you guys... Brandon, if you decide to have one cut, if there's a reason why you get cancer or something, you need one, I've got a donatable
Oh, you'll donate
testicle.
Me a ball.
You've never looked
you
at
one.
His third ball, Sarah?
Nope.
I mean, not for, like,
yeah,
sexual
then you saw
reasons,
it at that,
but, you know...
No,
at
like
that
a doctor.
Festival.
I've never, never
or
seen
a sister.
It. Nope. Oh, a sister. She'd always look at her brother's balls. Yeah.
What?
No, I've never. Like a doctor or a sister.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Sarah, I thought you. But no, Vinny, I showed them to you in the park. At that anyway, so yeah, I've got a third ball.
No. Yeah, Brittany. I mean, Vinny, have you ever looked at Scott's ball, third ball?
I have seen Scott's man zone. We made flyers and posted them all over the CBS building.
The balls
building.
Weren't really in that picture, though.
They weren't.
Well, I'll do a photo of the balls for you. You can see them.
Great. Send it to Vinny. I know nobody else wants it.
Straight to Sarah.
Do not. I don't want that.
She's the
do you want Sarah? Do you want it shaved
show,
or not shaved?
I don't
Sarah.
Want that. I don't prefer? Want it. I think the only
it's
person
it's not a dick pic. It's a ball pic. It's different, and
no.
It's a medical thing.
No, thank you.
It's different.
I'm going to start blocking you.
That could be the act I do for the show, honey, for opium, for the show in Vegas. I could get my balls out because there's three, you know? I mean, not a lot of people have seen that. I need some
anyway,
music to set
one of
that,
the things though. Scott said recently, and most of the time, because he's a comedian, I can't take anything he says seriously, but he was saying something like, well, don't you take a little piece of toilet paper and wipe the mouth of your penis? And I was like, no, I have never wiped the mouth of my penis after peeing, but I do believe plenty of people have different techniques used, mm-hmm. whether it's, mm-hmm. you know, this guy is how he pinches the end shut and runs for a toilet. Is that what the letter writer is saying?
That is what I'm finding. Gathering.
I can't say I've ever done that. I mean, I know that you might, you know, I felt pain there, but not for that, not that reason.
I'm sorry. I wish I could listen to you talk about your penis pinching thing, but why the fuck is Edson? Can, Scott, tell him to shut up. You're doing a show.
Honey, shut up. Sorry, he's singing in the background. We saw some opera thing last night. He's singing it. Honey, shut up. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Back to you, Vin. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. I was just saying, I don't pinch my wiener when I don't pinch it shut. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right.
Alex, ever pinch your wiener shut?
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Not that I can remember.
Yeah, this lady's husband's out on his own here.
Yeah, I definitely do the pee-pee dance. You know, I might
You might squeeze the whole thing,
squeeze my legs
right?
together, kind of like, oh, shit, I got to pee in the bed, and, you know, kind
of
like.
Bryn, you call the tip of your penis the mouth of your penis?
I didn't say that, but I guess you could call it that.
I guess, Vinny, did you call it the mouth of your penis?
I was just simply saying, I was trying to point out that you had mentioned that you use a toilet paper to dab the hole. Sorry, if that's better.
The eye. It's called the eye.
It looks like a little mouth. It has like little mini like mouth, lips sure. on there. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter to me. I'm
in
not
Britain,
married to
in
it.
Britain,
I'm just
it
saying I've
eye.
Never dabbed the toilet paper on the tip of my dick after I pee. I haven't done that.
All right.
I'll tell you when I do that. When I'm at work, I don't need to do that because I stand longer and I shake it off.
Shake it out, give it a squeeze. Right.
When I'm home, and especially when I'm like I have to get going, I'll stand up and dab because I notice when I stand up after peeing, there's a little bit of residual pee left over.
Yes.
So I have to like let it out and kind of like then I'll dab.
Vinny, you know, I suggest you really think about doing that because as we get older, we start to smell like urine. The reason is we do. So be careful.
You're not wrong about
you know,
that.
You're in a meeting and people are sitting away from you. Like, why is everyone sitting so far away from me? It's because you smell like piss. So make sure you.
I'll
you know,
keep an eye on that. Thank you.
Yeah, keep an eye on the eye.
You're a nice man. And so it doesn't scrunch. So your Speedo does not scrunch, even though you've got giant hanging balls, three of them for that matter. Mm. You're not scrunched up in a Speedo. So that means you're
triple
somehow.
B. They call me Triple B on the swim team. No, I it's fine. There's there's room for everyone in there. You know, my Speedo is like the Model UN. Everyone's welcome inside. Come on in. The water's fine. Yeah.
Actually, I wish Speedos were a little tighter. Sometimes when you go to the pool and you see someone getting out and or going to go in to do their laps or whatever, they got like a Speedo on. Like, I can see the whole thing. It's sort of hanging out to the side. And
it's because it's an old Speedo. They need to get a new one. It's why swimmers wear double and triple Speedos sometimes, because they don't want to throw the Speedo away because it's old, so they wear a second or a third one to give them support.
Elasticity. Oh.
Yeah. What is this support thing? I feel just crunched up inside there. Do you wear bun huggers too?
Sometimes. I mean, you know, a lot of comics, I've told you this before, performers, singers and comics wear diapers on stage because they like that support, adult diapers.
What?
You know that, right?
Yeah, no.
A lot of them do.
No, they don't.
Yes.
No, they don't.
I know performers that do wear adult diapers, and yes, it's a thing. Believe
okay.
me.
If Sandy were here, she would. This is what she used to tell me. You're a BS artist. That's what you're doing right now. You're just bullshitting us. There's no one wears diapers on stage.
Show is so long that they have to wear a diaper in case they dribble.
In Edinburgh, they're drinking throughout their entire set. They've gone on stage drunk, and they have an hour-long show. They're wearing a diaper. Believe me, I know a lot of people that do it. I don't. I don't drink before I go on, but a lot of people
do. They like drink call attention to it, like, I've been drinking. I'm peeing right now. You can't even tell, but I'm peeing.
Maybe they do. I don't know. I know one comic who's very famous. You would know his name. And he grabs a pint out of the bottom of the stage every 10 minutes.
What's his name?
He drinks 5 or 6 pints
in his
show.
Yeah, what's his name?
I'm not telling you.
Is it Graham Norton?
Why not?
No. Because he's super famous. He doesn't want people to know. I don't know if he does. Maybe he talks about it, but I'll tell you later.
Give me the initials.
He's Australian.
Oh, it's Arch Barker.
No, I don't know if Arch does that or not. There are other things about Arch I know.
Whatever, Jim Australia Jones.
Anywho's, yes.
It is. It's that guy, isn't it?
Yeah. There's others. There's lots. Yeah.
If
you're on stage, like, there's some plays where the actors are on stage for 2-3 hours. They never leave the stage after intermission. And maybe there isn't one. And, you know, they wear it as protective gear sometimes just to make sure.
Just in case they have to pee.
Yeah, especially if you're performing outdoors.
Doesn't a diaper get, like, bulky, though, after you pee in it?
No. If you're doing Shakespeare in the Park and you're wearing a dress, you know, you're wearing a gown, you're a woman wearing a big gown and you can't lift it, you've got, you know, they have to, a lot of them do it. People have done this for decades. I'm surprised you guys are so naive about it.
We're very naive people. That's true. Mm. All right. Well, thanks for filling us in on that.
This has been great.
It has been. I agree.
Yeah.
I do wish that Edson wouldn't sing in the background, but I do enjoy his contributions.
Yeah, you know? She enjoys your contribution, honey. Just don't sing because it picks you up. It's just that light show at the Bellagio with the music and the water. It's so fantastic. Yeah. God, we love Vegas. It's warm here and people are nice. It's so
not warm there.
The
it's air. Hot
it's
there.
Like, yeah,
it's like a furnace. 120 degrees.
It's
yeah.
92 degrees at night. It's fantastic.
What did
you walk
it get,
around in
what did it get
shorts.
Up to this week? Like, was it 110?
It was 108 yesterday.
Oh, yikes.
Is that too much?
Personally, I think that's too much, but what the hell do I know?
Yeah, but Sarah, you're from Missouri. You can wear your denim short shorts.
Absolutely not from Missouri, and
you can wear your denim short shorts and a little tube top. It's like home. It's like home for you, like mm-hmm. home summer, right? Mm-hmm. Without the teen pregnancy. Other than that, it's like your home summer visits. You should come. Wish you guys were here. Why don't you do a live show from here by the pool?
Oh, we should. That'd
Delano
be great. Yeah.
For the grown-ups. Let's do that soon. So fun. No?
Figure that out.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for being on today, Scott. You're the best. Love you.
I'll see you guys on Saturday in Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah. EJ Fair in Pittsburgh. Oh. Still a few tickets.
See that? See, Edson's going to go gambling. We'll see you Saturday. Thank
All
you.
Right. Love you.
Love you.
That's going to do it for today's Secret Show. Thanks to Scott Capro for being on. Please send your emails to Bryn, BRYN, at RadioAlice.com.
Oh, I was going to bring some. Okay, I'll bring it. I have something to bring up tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you make a note of that? All right.
Yeah, no, I Thank got you. It. I'll talk to you
Sarah,
tomorrow about it. The end.
Down.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.